something for the weekend. Good morning, it's Trina, and Dr. Jennifer Owens is back from the Glow Clinic. Morning, Jennifer.
Good morning, Trina.
Wait till you hear this, Jennifer. I've joined Instagram.
Oh my goodness!
I'm finally there!
Because I've been following you on Twitter, but I must jump on the Instagram bandwagon now as well and follow you there.
Oh God, about 20 years after everyone else. Listen, I want to talk to you today about...
Fashionably late.
That's it. Yes. I want to talk to you today about this amazing thing, which is a silk eye mask and a silk pillowcase that you can get at the Glow Clinic.
Well, anyone who follows me on Instagram would know that I have been kind of a broken record about silk eye masks for years. I'm not a great sleeper myself, and sleep is so important for looking good, feeling good, things functioning properly. And a silk eye mask was something I stumbled across when I was in Australia. You know, the sun seemed to come up at 3:30 in the morning. And once it was bright, I was awake. So I think I tried the eye mask that I probably got on the airplane on the way to Australia. And it kind of itchy and I didn't like it.
Aren't they?
They feel quite restrictive and you just want to take it off your face, which defeats the whole purpose of it. So I treated myself to a very nice silk one, which was, I'd say, $120 or something like that.
So you didn't eat for a month?
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Now, it was worth it because I could actually sleep. And, you know, I just don't function properly if I don't sleep. And you see it. I mean, we all know how you look if you're shattered or you've been out till, you know, silly o'clock and coppers or something like that.
I've never done that, Jennifer. Why would you look my direction?
You kind of wonder, why do I look like this morning? This is just making the hangover way worse. So if you can improve your sleep, everything else improves. You give everything else a much better chance, whether it's your diet, you know, your energy levels, your mental function and, you know, your skin and all the other things I'm obsessed with. So this, I actually still have it. I think it's a rag. It's about 8 years old. I have another 4 silk eye masks at this stage. I have one in my boyfriend's house, one in my parents' house, and I take one on a flight with me or whatever else it is. But it just changed. Like, I'm able to relax a little bit easier when I'm going to bed. If you're on a flight or a bus or a train, you can pop in some earplugs and put on a silk eye mask and you go to sleep.
Is it quite cooling then?
It is. It's a lovely texture. It's funny. I read something recently where a gynecologist and obstetrician was recommending silk sheets for patients with going through the menopause with hot flashes because it does help regulate temperature. It can keep you cool. They have, you know, there are silk duvets, which I think are
extortionate. And you know, by the way, we're in the middle of doing a menopause mini-series at the moment
on the show.
So yeah, that's a great tip as well.
Yeah, that was one that was from a gynecologist. But it does help regulate temperature. It feels lovely on your face. The one thing I would say is, and this is the only one that I'm stocking at the moment, is you need a black one. None of the other ones block out the light. I had a really pretty pale pink one. I had a cream one, which just got covered in mascara because you think you've removed your mascara.
Yeah.
But you never have.
Okay. So what kind of price are they then?
So the eye masks are €30, which I managed to get a good supplier. So I was able to get it at a kind of more reasonable price than I've seen it around the place.
I'm just thinking Christmas gifts and all that kind of thing. I thought you were going to say some mad money. That's a lovely gift.
It's nice, isn't it? And well, there's also a few packs. So the Forget About Age sachets that I mentioned before are €15. You can get one of those and a silk eye mask for €40. It's the Bright Eyes sleep pack. I've also been doing silk pillowcases and all of them are, you know, 100% mulberry silk. They're the real deal. The pillowcase is $60 and you can get a sachet of the Forget About Age for $69 altogether.
And how do you wash that pillowcase or the eye mask?
I tend to put them in a little, you know, those little bags you put your underwear in or
kind
whatever.
Yeah,
and stick it in a delicate wash. You can hand wash it, but you don't need to. I've battered them and I've kind of done everything you can do with them. My silk pillowcase is still there. I got one of those in Australia too.
Do they stain much from, you know, kind of like the oils on your skin and that?
I haven't noticed that. Mascara seemed to be the biggest issue.
Right, okay.
Which is why the black eye mask is a better idea.
So instead of taking off your mascara, you're just
taking your black eye mask on.
All right. And you were saying there about how good it is for your hair as well, pillowcase.
Yes, your hair. There's a friend of mine his son actually, his hair ends up in a dreadlock on the top of his head. I don't know what he does when the kid does when he's asleep, but he's longish, kind of curly blonde hair. And the silk pillowcase really helped with that, with the knots and stuff. So it's great. It reduces hair breakage. It's more hydrating for your skin and your hair than, say, a cotton pillowcase. If you know, if you spend a lot of money, if you get highlights, hair extensions, or like me, your hair just goes to crap pretty easily, something like that can really help with knots and tangles.
I think a hairdresser on the show told me before about the silk pillowcases, that it reduces the frizz in the hair.
Yes.
So if you've got frizzy hair like me all the time, that could be, yeah, a good idea.
Yeah, it's a really good one. Because I know a hairdresser who sleeps with like a silk scarf on her head, but I don't know that I can really, like, I've already got my earplugs and my eye mask. I think my boyfriend might break up with me if I added that into the mix.
So is that good then as well for wrinkles? Because I know you get that kind of, what is it called? The pillow head?
Yes, you can get, it's kind of like your, I call them sleep lines or your sleep face, because often people will wrinkle their skin just by how they're sleeping. So it's not necessarily something that can easily be fixed by Botox or fillers, because they're just ironing this line in overnight. Mm-hmm. And I tend to try and sleep with my face a bit up from the pillow rather than face planting. And the eye mask kind of helps with that, because I think we all like curl into the pillow to go to sleep. It's really comforting. And the eye mask helps protect that. The silk is definitely better for your skin. It's more hydrating. You can often see what side someone sleeps on, because they may have some of those sleep folds if they're older, but their skin can be more dehydrated. They might have more blackheads and acne outbreaks if that's their thing on that side. So the silk definitely helps improve the skin quality. You wouldn't want to be face planting into it all the same if you can help it. But if you are face planting, it's better than face planting into a cotton pillowcase.
Well, there you go. Another idea there for Christmas. Sure, where would you go? You're getting sorted right here with Dr. Jennifer Owens from the Glow Clinic. And I assume you can get all the details on the website.
You can, yeah. There's loads of the different packs on the website, which is theglowclinic.ie. But you can also email hello@theglowclinic.ie. And if there's something that you're looking for, that it's a different package, or, you know, you just need a bit of help.
Yeah.
My receptionist, Rosaline, will be able to just sort everything out.
She's a gem.
She is. She's fabulous.
Great. There is Dr. Jennifer Owens from theglowclinic.ie. It is something for the weekend on Classic Hits.